Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Biden has not made a phone call to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu yet, and Biden's press secretary said that the president may do so in a couple of weeks. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
He's been calling some of his partners in this world leadership role that they have, but I don't know that he has as of yet called Prime Minister Netanyahu. That's the latest, or do you have something later?
I haven't heard that they've actually spoken either, Jimmy, but again, Netanyahu made statements during the week about his longtime friendship with Biden, and President Biden has said similar things in the past few months, that those ties are strong. So they have promised that if they go back into negotiations with Iran, that they will include Israel very closely in those talks. We'll just have to wait and see, but that phone call, I haven't heard it's been made yet.
David, I saw a very interesting headline that said Israel needs to understand that Trump is no longer president. That's probably a true statement, isn't it?
Well, it is, and they do understand that. And, you know, in fact, Netanyahu reportedly said privately to some of his aides that this isn't the end of the world. And again, he reminded them that they've worked with Joe Biden in the past. I've mentioned it before. The real concern is that he may not last that long in office. He is the oldest U.S. president at 78. And then Kamala Harris would become president. She's an unknown quantity, but she's certainly far to the left of Biden and is very good friends with the squad, those congresswomen that are not very favorable towards Israel, to say the least. So that's really their main concern at present.
David Dolan with the latest on the phone call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You may be saying, why is it news that President Biden has not called the Israeli Prime Minister? Well, let me take a moment to explain that. The Middle East is a key region of our world. All of Bible prophecy will be played out in this region. The relationship between America and Israel is key to all foreign policy for any presidential administration. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, and that is basically a political perspective. Prophetically, Israel is major in God's prophetic scenario for the end times. God has used America over the years and will do so until the United States disappears from the world scene. The president should be aware of that and keep Israeli-U.S. relations up to date. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. It's God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...